I clipped a strain of my heart muscle and gave it to another spider to wrap in a parcel of webbing for the chichara to feed upon. My essence, once inside the little insect, perched upon the dying woman's collarbone. I asked her what she wished of me. In a voice that was silent to everyone but me, she said she wanted blood for blood vengeance. She wanted to live on. I should visit her twin and tell her of all that had happened. Together, they were special. Her heart wanted to make love to the devil so she may sell her soul for life, or revenge. In that moment, I wanted to kiss her forehead and stroke her head, like a mother would console a small child after a bad dream. I explained I could not bring her back to life as she was dying. That is final. The particles of her soul were already beginning to disperse and make their way to my kingdom. I allowed half of her soul to remain on her world while the other stayed with me, for a cost. Blood. Worship. Life. I informed her there was no such thing as the devil. The closest she would ever come to such a monster stood in front of her. If she wanted to peer into the skull of the grotesque, she should open her eyes and see her tormentors. One of them tried to flee. I say tried because that little fish would not escape my hook. She saw my image, and it was my intention for all to see me once more in my horrible beauty painted in wrath. Feeding this power of justice over the ages of time would require a sacrifice by everyone. Punishment has a dear price. Both she and her twin would have to give of themselves in blood and spirit. And I wanted punishment too. The invaders must have thought themselves gods because they forced their seed on the women of the brown soil to create a different race of offspring. It is because of those invaders long ago that I am no longer worshipped. All that blood spilled in the name of another god forced me to return to my universe outside of this one. But let it be known once and for all. The known space beyond is like a string of polished jade stones, tightly coiled so that each one gently touches another. Each stone is a different universe, with unique beings, gods, and laws. When these stones touch, there is nothing to stop an exchange of energy. When the universes collide is when you see and feel those things that you fear.